The following is a direct sequel to the Harry Potter fan film Severus Snape and the Marauders, which you can watch on the YouTube channel Broad Strokes Productions. It is an unofficial, non-profit, fan-based production. Broad Strokes Productions presents The Great Wizarding War. Written by Justin Zagri and Garrett Schweighauser. Directed by Justin Zagri. Produced by Mick Ignis. Chapter 5. Crossing Paths.
Well, did my part. Hello?
Hello.
Who might you be?
Is this the werewolf commune?
No, this is the bustling city of Jamestown, and I'm the mayor. What do you want?
Well, Mrs. Mayor, I need a place to stay.
You can stay at any one of our 4-star establishments. You can have that patch of dirt there or the pond down the street a couple of blocks.
Do I need to pay anything?
What do you think this is? Still recovering. Aren't we all? Well, those shabby clothes won't do, whoever you stole them from. I'll get the mister. There's a cabin over the hill for newcomers. We fresh jumpers and trousers. I'll fix you something to eat as well.
Thanks.
The rest of us are still coming in. We have a policy to keep nice and spread out come full moon.
Good policy.
Come on. You'll fit right in. You prefer your meat cooked or raw?
Well, Miss Evans, colour me impressed. You've answered the challenges of this place quite well.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips.
Do you think you can see yourself making a career of this? Because it's more than just high scores on your newts.
I think so.
Might be difficult. You can't let anything cloud your judgment. Your job is to save lives.
What's happening?
Let's see.
Nightclub, Nightclub Hall. We've got over 2,000 coming in. I need new beds set up. Dad is all ready. We need to be ready for birds and
splitches. We're off to work. Are you ready?
Yes.
Get prepped. You'll find me at the new beds.
Got it. Excuse me. Pardon. Just need to get through. Coming through, make way!
This one's priority. He's got lacerations and head trauma. These two can wait. This one's too far gone. Can you take lacerations here to room 3 and clean them up?
Right away. You two, I need your help.
We need to help Healer and Charge Phillips.
I need you two to suspend his bleeding while I mend his wounds now, or he's going to die.
But Healer Phillips...
Now! Right, get his jacket off. What is it?
The dark mark! He's got it!
Oh my God.
I'm not treating him!
We have to help everyone who comes in here. We can detain him when we heal his wounds.
No! No, you're on your own!
And you?
Please. Please help me.
I'll suspend the bleeding.
Good. Almost got it. Find me an aura.
Right.
There we are.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Just lie still.
Evans, I need you out here.
Sir, I can't quite yet.
Evans?
Mum, why do I have to be with you for this? You know what you need.
Maybe because I like your company, sweetness. Besides, we're going to need to dress far more warmly, and we need to get you measured. You've lost so much weight.
Mom, I don't see why we're moving to Greenland. Why can't we move somewhere warmer, at least?
Because no one lives in Greenland. No one of consequence, anyways. And it is quite far from this dreadful war.
So is New Zealand.
We can't afford New Zealand. Besides, I'm not going to live next to a bloody penal colony. Ah, here we are. Let's go inside and get you measured up. They have some excellent fur coats.
I already paid my tab in full for the next 3 months. I can drink however I like, and he can't kick me. You'll hear about this from the ministry, Apricot.
Let's go, sweetness.
1 sec, Mom.
Peter?
1 sec. Padfoot?
You.
Oh, no.
I ought to beat you senseless.
Padfoot, I'm sorry. I panicked. I didn't know how else to not get killed. I didn't mean it.
If I could speak properly, I would cast a panic type of spell on you so you couldn't think straight ever again. They'd put you in a box.
Have you seen James?
Not since he went to do something about you. Not for weeks. What did you stab him in the back again?
What about Remus? Is he all right?
Do you actually care?
Yes, yes, I do! Bloody hell, what did the last 7 years mean? Nothing?
This big talk coming from a rat.
Look, I'm trying to make up for all this. Please, Sirius. Please.
You really want to make up for all this?
Yes.
Then help me find Remus.
He gone somewhere?
Yeah. And I don't know where, but he said he's going to be with his people.
You think he means other werewolves?
I suppose.
Whatever I can do to help.
Sweetness!
1 minute. Mom, I am sorry, but I have to go.
Go where? We made plans today.
I know, but I have to help my friend.
Your friend? The drunk one?
Yes, the drunk one. I've got to go.
But what about the fitting?
We'll do it another day, Mom. I promise. I'll be home later.
Sweetness! Get back here! Peter!
Lines. Line up. We're ready, Luther.
At your pleasure, Mr. Malfoy.
Now, per Luther's instruction, we have some brushing up to do for our next raid.
You have some brushing up to do.
Woman.
I have a name.
Oh, I'm too tired for that many syllables.
First thing we're going to do is make sure each of you are competent with the basics. We will go through each spell, hex, and curse, and we will make sure you are all proficient.
Come on, this isn't necessary.
We did all this in school.
If you paid attention, we wouldn't be reviewing, would we? Now, follow Lucius's instructions.
Wands at the ready. Targets on the wall, each of you pick one. We'll start with stupefy. On three. 1, 2, 3.
Stupefy!
Goyle, Amicus, you and you stay. The rest to the back. You four, again.
Stupefy!
Proclaim the spell louder, with feeling.
Stupefy!
Is there a problem, Severus?
No.
Oh, do share it with the rest of us.
Yelling doesn't do anything. They're not bothering to aim with their eyes. They're just pointing their wands and hoping it hits the target.
You think I don't notice that?
Would you care to demonstrate, Severus?
Luther, I...
Give him a chance. And silently as well. Very well done. Did you see what he did?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Well, let's see you all try.
Stupefy!
Aim with your eyes. Focus your wand where your eyes are looking. Point your wands. Now, concentrate on the target. Focus on it. Imagine the wand is your eyes. Now,
stupefy!
Excellent. Now, I think to speed things along, we will watch Severus perform the next spell we need, and the rest of you will follow.
I think I can do fine on my own, Luther.
You were in charge of the last raid, Lucius, and it nearly failed. You will review with the rest of them. Now, next, Bombarda. Severus. Excellent. But for the rest of us, let's repeat verbally. We'll eventually get to your level.
The military authorities in Salisbury say that nationalist guarantees...
Did you hear about May Day?
No, I didn't.
It's been made a bank holiday.
No, that'll be nice. Get a day off. Oh, hello, dear. Day at the Wizard Hospital go well?
Yeah, it went fine.
You've put in quite a few hours. Are you enjoying it?
I have, haven't I? It's messy work. Today especially.
Not too dangerous, I hope?
No, not too bad.
But you didn't answer my question. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I am.
We're very proud of you.
Thanks, Mum. Is Petunia here?
No, she's out with her boyfriend.
Oh, bloody. I'll never get used to that.
Oh, it's a barn owl. They're my favorite. Is that the Evening Prophet?
Yeah.
Dinner's just about ready.
Oh, my God.
What is it, dear?
That man.
Suspected Death Eater Snide escapes hospital, kills Healer Phillips and two others.
My goodness, I hope this didn't happen while you were there.
No, but... I saved him.
This episode of The Great Wizarding War stars Mick Ignis as Severus Snape, David Vandenberg as Lucius Malfoy, Anna Brisbane as Bellatrix Lestrange and the St. Mungo's Nurse, Madison Brunholler as the second St. Mungo's Nurse, Chris Dorman as Rodolphus Lestrange, Katie Kutulak as Electo Caro, Jared Wilson as Amicus Caro and Mr. Evans, Beau Marie as Luther Frumenter, Paul Stanko as Remus Lupin, Valerie Tosse as the Werewolf Mayor and Mrs. Evans, Zachary David as Peter Pettigrew, Denise Hoey as Mrs. Pettigrew, Kevin Allen as Sirius Black, Mark Prendergast as Healer Phillips, and Danny J as Lily Evans. Additional music by Stolen Babies. Sound engineering by Matthew Cerritos. Sound design and mixing by Jordan King. Music composition by Alexander Arntzen.